The city of Boston will soon have some new police officers on its streets. Recruits began training this week as part of the latest class at the Boston Police Academy. WBUR's Dolores Handy has this look at the city's training goals.
The class of 96 people includes 80 prospective Boston officers. There are also recruits for police departments in Chelsea, Tisbury, Dedham, Norwood, Medford, Stoughton, Tewksbury, and Andover. Over the next 6 months, they'll receive training in police procedures, self-defense, use of firearms, and legal basics. And these days, Boston Police Superintendent Lisa Holmes says officers must be ready to react to an increasingly large number of situations.
Policing has evolved. We're usually the first line to getting people services and help they need, whether it's Department of Children and Families, mental health services, medical care. Everybody calls the police for everything. 89% of the time, it has nothing to do with criminal behavior.
Holmes, who heads the police academy, wants the new officers prepared so recruits are also taught how to treat people. From the beginning, the superintendent insists these future law enforcement officers become part of the community.
Is being an effective police officer for everybody is to be a part of your community, not to just go there and work. You have to know the community that you're working with. If you don't understand the dynamics of the community you're working with, you can't work effectively.
In recent years, the Boston Police Department has enhanced its approach to protecting the public, not just pursuing suspects after crimes are committed. The department now works to head off crime, particularly violent crime, through community engagement.
I can say that I'm very happy to see the progress that we have made over the years. Is it perfect? No, nothing is perfect. But is it better than it was yesterday? Hell yeah.
You have to be there, you have to be visible, you have to talk to people.
Father Doc Conway, who spent years at St. Peter's Parish in Dorchester, says he's seen a dramatic transformation in the past decade in how police approach and interact with the people they protect.
Here, in this particular neighborhood, we're very fortunate. We have some police officers walking around. They speak Portuguese or Spanish, so they can relate very easily. They go in and out of the stores and talk to people.
Still, Superintendent Holmes says she must prepare recruits to accept this reality.
Policing in general now is not a positive thing. Nobody likes the police. Like I tell the recruits, nobody calls us to go to a birthday party. They call us when the birthday party hits the fan, and we got to clean up the mess.
For that reason, and because of all the hard work required, some recruits never complete training and don badges. Superintendent Holmes says she expects training to weed out anyone not fully prepared for all the responsibility that comes with the badge. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.